Hello and welcome back to Truth or Hair Podcast. I'm your host, Tina Tesh, with my husband, Martin Tesh.
Hello.
And we're wishing everyone an amazing 2024. Woohoo!
Yay.
2024. Here we go.
Put like can applause right there, maybe.
I hope everyone had an amazing holiday. And something that I really love about a new year is fresh goals, planning goals, planning your numbers, like raising your income and how you're going to do it, becoming a better stylist, better, more communication with your clients. Just being an all around better person and stylist is a great goal for 2024.
Yep.
So Martin brought up a topic over the holidays that we're going to talk about on this episode.
Yeah. So as you know, a lot of these musicians that we listen to these days, these like modern philosophers.
Yep.
Like I was listening to this John Mayer song. And I thought it was a great song. Mm-hmm. It's an older song, but it's called "If I Ever Get Around to Living."
Mm-hmm. Ooh, like that.
I mean, it's great lyrics. But I think Mayer's awesome, personally. We've seen him live a couple times. But
great songwriter.
Yeah. But he gives you like little things to think about, too. Mm-hmm. So like one of the lyrics in that song is, "You've been spending all your time searching for a sign that's never going to look the way you want it."
Wow.
So what does that mean?
Powerful.
I mean, everybody's like, you know, oh, if I do this, or if I see this, or I get this sign, or I get, you know, this happens or that happens, then I'll do this. It's like, you're never going to get that sign telling you to do something. It's never going to look the way you want it, like he says in that song.
It's so true.
And it's amazing that the song's called "If I Ever Get Around to Living."
So what made you think of that? And like, oh, I have to tell Tina, because this could be our next episode, something we could talk about on our next podcast.
I think what made me think of that is like, you know, we do this podcast and you give all this great advice, mm-hmm. and it's like, what's going to push that person over the edge to, you know, dive in and take that advice instead of like sitting back going, oh, one day maybe I'll do that. Or one day maybe I'll do this.
So true.
Or like, life is short, man. You got to go for it now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever get around to living, then you'll do those things, right?
Yeah.
Like do that, start living right now. Live your best life right now. Like it's a new year. Nothing is stopping you but you.
Yep.
And you're not going to get that sign. You're not going to get that epiphany. You're not going to get the light coming down from the heavens.
You just got to do it.
Yeah. Like just pick a goal and just write it down and just do
it.
And maybe even check it and like tell a friend of yours, this is my goal this year. You got to help me keep account, you know, keep me accountable to this. Or let's do it together. Like tell me your goal and I'll tell you my goal. And then we'll check in like once a month or whatever. And then we can kind of bounce ideas off of each other.
Yep.
And, you know, we can see the progress or lack thereof. And maybe you can call each other out.
Mm-hmm. And here's what I think, what I see in our industry, what I see, you know, is everyone has goals, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody sets goals.
Well, do they? I think that's a problem is some people don't set goals.
Yeah, but the people around me I know do set goals. What happens is, Tina, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to go do that, or I'm going to like learn extensions, or I'm going to be the best balayage artist, or I'm going to da 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 da. Everybody talks.
Yeah.
But I sit back and I look at their actions.
Their actions speak louder than words.
And then what happens is they're at the same place that they were
last year. The year before that.
I love when Mark came up to me and said, we need to do this. We need to talk about this. And I was like, oh my God, such a great topic, because he's right. And I think what happens is we all have goals, but what gets in the way? Life gets in the way.
Yeah. But also, and that is life, is making a goal and having a better life. Like he says, if I ever get around to living, these are all the things I'm going to do.
Yep. And for me, for example, Martin will tell you that I'm behind the chair 3 days a week, but people say or ask me, well, what do you do on the other days? I get asked that all the time. And okay, I want to say the business doesn't run itself. Who do you think runs the business? Who do you think pays all the bills? Who do you think does the payroll? Who do you think does the inventory, all the ordering? Those of you who are salon owners, suite owners, booth renters, know that running a business is 7 days a week. I mean, it doesn't stop. Even though I'm not behind the chair with clients, I'm still running the business end. And there's days where I'll work like a long, long day. And I'm like, I got to post on Instagram. And Martin has like dinner ready. And I'm like, I'm posting. Like I do take time. I'm off Mondays and Tuesdays also. And I work on the business end. I work on our Google, and I work on our website, and I work on our
podcast.
Like, and I'm working on our reels. I'm working on, my husband is into marketing. He's always like researching the top marketing, stuff for marketing our business. Like, it doesn't stop. Right. Well,
yeah. I mean, I'm always running in and out of the salon, fixing things or, you know, delivering things, or I'm doing video stuff. I'm doing audio stuff. I'm doing all kinds of stuff.
But And I always say, like, I'm never too good, right? So one of my goals this year is I want to be better at extensions. I've been doing extensions for over 20 years, but there's so many methods out there and so many different hair types. It's not a one size fits all. So I want to perfect my my extension method and get the mannequin heads out. I'm going in next week. We have a class with my team. We're going to be working on extensions together because my focus is to become the Dana Point extension and color salon of Dana Point. And there's seven of us now, and we are growing. And it's just this little six chair, boutique salon. And it's a really, really great place. We have really synergy amongst the team. So I have to get off my butt and get in there and start working on my mannequin head.
Yeah. I've asked you that a couple times.
Yeah.
Because you just took that class like a month or two ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got to be practicing on that mannequin head all the time.
Yep. But my point is, it is a goal, and life gets in the way. We all get busy, right? I'm going in on Monday with my girls, and we're going to work on some methods. So, but basically it's hard to like make that action happen. I get that, but you got to make it happen.
Yeah. Well, that's when it comes down to like discipline and,
yes,
you know, really putting some of the things aside that distract you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like don't sit on Facebook and Instagram all day long, or watching reels all day long, or mm-hmm. on TikTok all day long, things like that. Imagine the focus you would have if you didn't have those distractions in your life.
Yes, yes.
You know, you have to have the discipline to put those away.
And something that helps me out too is, I think I talked about this in a previous podcast, is planning. Like, okay, so I'm going to work on my social media content Mondays from 10 to 12, like mark off some time in your calendar to give yourself that time. I like to run home and post after a long day. That's just something I like to do because I'm still in that work mode. It's hard for me to kind of come down to unwind, but maybe that's something I could work on.
Yeah. And people don't realize, like, if you focus for like a half an hour to an hour on one thing a day, that time accumulated over a year will make you a pro at something. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it all in one day, mm-hmm. but you have to work towards that goal every day.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, it's better to move forward slowly than to stand still quickly.
Oh, yeah. That's
like
a good one.
You could like do like Zen quotes here. Mm-hmm. But any progress in your life is because, or if you look at those around you, it's because it's not because they're lucky. It's because they've practiced.
Oh, yeah.
And practiced and practiced and got mm-hmm. better and better and better.
Right.
All these people that are good at something, well, you're given a little bit of talent in your life, mm-hmm. but it also comes down to your attitude
mm-hmm.
and the energy you put into it.
Yeah. Like, for example, I'll have newer stylists come up to me and say, Tina, I want to build an extension clientele. Okay, let's plan it. How many extensions are you practicing? Are you investing in education? Are you actually doing the work? Are you putting in the work? And they look at me like with this face like, huh? A lot of the extension artists that you see, if you scroll down and really look at their pages, they have been putting in the time of practicing extensions and investing in their education for years.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I learned a method. I'm a specialist. Now I'm going to go put it in someone's head. No, that's not the way it works. you educate and you practice on a mannequin head, or you get live models is how you do it. This is just an example of how to create the life you want, how to get the income of your dreams and the clientele of your dreams. You post on social media things that you love and the work that you do.
Yeah.
It's constant advertising. I see girls where, you know, they never post, and then they go and they post and they expect to have this huge result and like influx of clients. I'm like, not happening.
Yeah. But what if somebody came to you and said, Tina, I want this. I want to do this year. Would you be open to saying, here's what you got to do. Do you want me to check back in on you in a month to see your progress?
Yes. 100%.
Because I'll tell you, it's humiliating when a month or two goes by and they still haven't done anything.
Yeah, and that's on them.
It makes them feel bad. They're either going to quit or they're going to like kind of redouble their efforts.
Yes, yes.
You know, because I've had accountability people that I go to. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, shoot, next time I meet with so-and-so, I have to have like progress in this area. Mm-hmm. Like, what have I done?
Mm-hmm. And it's not just like this in our industry, folks. This is like that with any business you go into,
it's not just even business. Yeah. It's in your personal life, with anything.
And every career or business that you work, whether it's for yourself or someone else, someone's going to hold you accountable. Someone's going to ask about your goals. Someone's going to ask about, you know, your future, what you want.
Yeah. If they care.
Yes.
I mean, if people really care, some people like just go, oh, that's nice. Wow. And they don't really care. And they don't want to know. Mm-hmm. But if you have those friends that call you out and tell the truth to you, those are the friends you want. Because mm-hmm. Here's the thing, like nobody cares about the work. Like people go, oh, I'm working on this, you know, this sculpture or this amazing piece of art, or like I'm doing this. Or people don't care about the progress. They want to see the end product.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be like, oh my God, that must be so hard for you to do that.
But it's.
But people, I'm telling you, the journey, you're not going to get sympathy during the journey. Yeah. Nobody cares. But they want to see the end product.
My favorite quote is, the journey is a reward for you.
Yeah. That well, time, guess what? The journey gets you to your reward.
That middle part where you're grinding and no one's like saying great job, like Martin said, good job. And like,
yeah,
That's where you're really held accountable.
Yeah, that's where, for you. That's not for people to go, oh my God. Like when you post like, oh, here's what I did today, blah, blah, blah. People are going to be like, oh, that's great.
Like when I grinded 7 days a week, you know, to build, you know, my career like 20 years ago, or working late nights. I mean, I did it all, that the hustle culture, as they call it today, I was there. And I know it gets down today, but it got me where I am today. It got me, you know, in the investments I have today, in the things I have today, the clientele I have today, the businesses I have today, because I did the work and I held myself accountable. And I didn't have anybody really at the time to rely on. I only had me. And you know, remember, I moved here 3,000 miles away. I've had no family. I bought a salon off the beaten path, and I had to like take this location where there was no walkthrough and grow a business, a very big business. They ended up selling, and it was one of the largest sales of, you know, salon, big salon sale. And sadly, ended up closing during the pandemic, and here we are today. But my point is, here I am with my new brand, and to open this new salon again was not easy. It was very, very hard. Blood, sweat, and tears, 12-hour days. We had the supply chain issue against us, trying to find staff, trying to hire help. 2021 could not have been the worst year to open a business. And we did it. And morning, noon, and night, up and down, up, you know, trying to get contractors in there, trying to like get supplies, trying to open.
But did anybody care?
Nobody cared is the point.
At the end of the day, they were like, oh my God, I love your salon. That's what they wanted.
Yes, my clients were like,
end result.
My clients were like, wow, Tina, this place is beautiful.
It happened magically. This happened magically overnight. There was so much behind the scenes that went into that to make it.
Yes.
It really is a beautiful salon.
Yes,
but my point is people don't care about the grind. They don't care about your grind.
You guys, there were times where I'm like, so I sold my last salon after 17 years to semi-retire. And then here I am like 3 years later opening another one. And I'm like, what the heck am I doing? Like, I was like wanting to close it down every other day. And I was like, oh God, no, it was, but I'm opening this one was harder than buying a pre-existing business 20 years ago. It was just a lot because, you know, we had to like basically
start from scratch,
name from scratch, branding from scratch, yep. Marketing from scratch,
everything.
And thank God, you know,
but we had wisdom going into it.
Yes.
We knew everything to do from the last salon.
So that's the point of my podcast, or why Martin and I decided to do this, why I really wanted to do this, is I want to help you guys, not really give you a shortcut. I want to help you with...
There are no shortcuts. We'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, there's no shortcuts.
There isn't.
But I want to help you to avoid, if you get a roadblock, I want to help you if you growing your business, helping with your numbers, all that stuff, the good and the bad. Hiring, the process of hiring, you know, slow to hire, fast to fire. That is a lot of truth in that. My point is I want to help a lot of owners and stylists out there, and I'm here to guide you.
What is it going to take this year for you to finally do that one thing that you've been putting off, that you've been procrastinating on, or that you're afraid to do, or it's scary to start over and start a new skill or to be bad at something, but you got to start somewhere. And then maybe this time next year, you'll be totally amazing at it.
Yes.
Even just give it a half an hour a day.
Yes. And I think another thing is what motivates people the most, I find, is having personal goals. Whatever your personal goal is, buying a house, buying a new car, vacation, traveling, handbag, whatever that may be, figure out what your personal goals are. Figure out what those things are going to cost you. And back it up into what you want to make in a year. How am I going to get there? I want to like invest. I want to buy real estate. I want to do this. Well, and you look at your numbers for the year and you're like, huh, I'm not even close to what I need to bring in. And then find out how, back it into that. If it costs you an extra $100,000 a year for what you need to make for your personal goals, then figure out a way to back that in into your service goals, into behind the chair. And you guys know, like, if you want to take home $200,000 today, it's really going to cost you $100,000 or less. To take home $400,000, you got to bring in $200,000. To take home $1 million, to have $1 million salon, you guys know the profit's 5-7% on that. It's very, very low on commission salon. So people have to love being in like an employee-based salon. They generate huge amount of numbers, but those owners pour themselves into this stylist and clients in that business. So my point is nobody gets there with shortcuts or overnight work. They get there from having goals they set for themselves and holding themselves accountable. Or like Martin said, finding someone to hold them accountable, or getting a mentor, finding a mentor to hold you accountable, accountable, checking in with that mentor every week. If you guys need me, I'm here. Reach out to me, DM me. Text me. I'm here to help you be accountable and reach your goals.
Yeah. If you don't have the self-discipline, then definitely get a mentor, because usually mentors are more than happy to help you with your goals, because they've had probably mentors themselves. So it's time for them to kind of pass it on. Mm-hmm. But be wise and recognize who you are inside and say, I don't have the discipline to do that. Great. Well, you don't have the discipline to do that, but have the wisdom to seek other wisdom.
Yeah.
And that'll help get you out of whatever situation you're in.
Yep.
That there's a saying I heard a long time ago. I always say it, that says your system is perfectly designed to give you the results you're getting.
So true.
So like, let's say you're building cars and every fourth car comes off the conveyor belt without a wheels.
Yeah.
It's not the factory's fault. Yeah. It's the system that they built that is giving them those results. So if you find yourself every month, like, you know, there's too much month at the end of the money, right? And you have this, you have this, you have this. Mm-hmm. It's not anybody else's fault or anything. It's just your system is perfectly designed to give you these same results every single month.
Yes.
So you have to throw a big wrench in the cogs and the sprockets and totally change your system. If you want different results, change your system.
Yes.
So write down your goals.
Yeah, write down your goals and hold yourself accountable. Find a mentor.
Yeah, get somebody to help hold you accountable.
Figure out the numbers you want to bring in this year. Raise your numbers. Even if you don't want to raise your numbers, maybe you're doing too much numbers. Maybe you're working too much and you want to go down to a couple days. There you go. Spend more time with your family. Mm-hmm. There's so many different goals.
Well, everybody's got different goals.
Everyone has different goals. Yeah. So whether that is, you don't always have to work more. We're not saying work more. If you want to work more, work more. If you're not there yet, work more and get there. And if you're already there and you're working too much, I've been there and I'm happy with my 3 days a week. It takes time to find the balance, your balance of what works best for you, whatever that goal is. And it was hard, for example, like when I was jamming like 4 to 5 days, 10, 12 hours, I had a day, 4 or 5 assistants at a time. And I finally said to myself, I don't want to do this anymore. And cutting down to 3 days a week, raising my prices, only doing selective clientele, the cream of the crop, that's where I am today. And I love it. Didn't happen overnight. But that was just one of my goals for a while. So figure out your goals, whatever that may be, write them down, find a mentor.
Yep.
Do it. So thank you for tuning in to episode 7.
Yeah. Episode 7. We're getting there.
And, if you guys are interested in our Instagram, it's Truth or Hair Podcast. We also started a TikTok, Truth or Hair Podcast. If you want to follow us on there, if you want to reach out, you can DM, email us, text us, whatever. We don't have it.
Always email us at BeautyBeauty@gmail.com.
It's BEAUSHE beauty, BEAUTY @gmail.com.
Yeah. And we'll answer you.
Yeah. We'll help you.
Well, help keep you accountable. You can help keep us accountable. We can all help each other keep each other accountable.
Yes.
And make goals for yourself this year. Don't be in the same position next year.
Yep. And cheers to 2024. Wishing you all much love and success.
Yeah. We'll see you next
week. Here's your podcast.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.